I don't know if you noticed on page 144 in your missalette, there's an illustration which is very similar to the stained glass window that we have above the altar. I don't know if the illustrator on page 144 got the idea from us or not, but it'd be pretty cool to think he did. But it does show the Trinity, where you have Christ, of course, crucified in the very center of our stained glass window. You see the hand of God the Father extended in blessing, sending forth the Holy Spirit, and you see there the image of the Trinity. The great mystery that we celebrate today, the Holy Trinity of one God in three divine persons. We're thinking today about the fatherhood of God, the salvation that's given to us in Christ Jesus, and the sanctification, the holiness that is given to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. As you've heard me say so many times before, God, from all ages, for all eternity, before Jesus became incarnate, that is, before he became a man, was pure spirit. Jesus, of course, is the word that comes forth from the Father. God, of course, being pure spirit, his word, that idea that comes forth from him, is of the very same substance, as we say in the Creed, that Jesus is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, who is not created, but comes forth from the Father's essence. And God, of course, is love. And that's exactly what makes the Trinity, is that eternal love of God the Father for the Son and the Son for the Father, thus generating the Holy Spirit, making God the original understanding of holiness, love, and unity. This is the image in which human beings were created. God created us for communion, which is why in the very beginning God said of Adam it was not good for the man to be alone, and God created Eve, another being in his own likeness, and in their love for each other told them to bring forth children, thus establishing a human representation of the Trinity in the family. Human beings are the ones who cause division. It comes from Satan himself. He was the first one to divorce himself from God by his rebellion against the Lord, and thus created hell for himself and those demons that followed him, but that was never God's intention. If you notice, God is all about unity, the thing that we celebrate today, unity and love, of which Satan has none. Thus he inspired the first human beings to rebel against God themselves, and thus caused a division between the first man and first woman, a division between man and God, and a division between God, man, and the rest of creation. This is something that God has tried to fix over and over again throughout human history. Last Sunday, one of the readings that we had for the Feast of Pentecost tells us the story of the Tower of Babel, where human beings in their pride tried to build a tower to reach heaven and thus declare themselves to be equal to God. And as Genesis says, they all spoke the same language and were able to work on this building together. But God, seeing their pride, then cursed them, and they all spoke different languages and couldn't understand each other. Therefore, they couldn't continue the tower. But again, it goes back to the fact that human beings, through pride, again the sin of Satan, cause division. But this is not who we are. We are the people of God, created by God the Father, redeemed by God the Son, and sanctified by the Holy Spirit. As his people, the body of Christ, we are to have a union of heart, a union of mind, and be united in faith and in action. Jesus prayed for that we would be one as he and the Father are one. But Satan likes to divide. We ask that question, why is there hatred? Why is there division? Why is there argumentation? It all comes from pride. All comes from pride. We put ourselves before God, we put ourselves before our neighbor, and that's what sets human beings apart. If there's any time that we see horrible division happening in humanity, it's right now. Not that this is the first time, but we see it all the time around us. Democrats against Republicans, libertarians against the Democrats and Republicans, Americans against so many others, in America, black against white against black, everybody against Asian, it goes on and on and on and on. People get divided more and more. Keep in mind, as Christians, we are supposed to be a people who are set apart. What does that mean? God has chosen us for a purpose, as Christians, to be united in heart and united in mind in Christ. In Christianity, we are called forth from every people, race, language, and nation. The entire world is called to have faith in Jesus Christ and to be one in that same faith. In that same faith, we're called to be sinless. We're meant to be holy. In a word, we're supposed to be an example that we ourselves and our love for each other, despite our backgrounds, beside our races, our languages, etc., we're to be an invitation to the whole world by our word, by our example, to bring other people to Christ. We have been chosen to be a light in the darkness, to be a beacon of hope. Remember that Jesus ascended into heaven, but Christ continues his work of preaching, of teaching, of healing, of sanctifying through us. It's our lives of faithfulness to him and our faithfulness to Christ that makes our love for others something great. When Christians engage in rudeness, we're not Christian. When Christians are filled with divisive pride, we are not Christians. When so-called Christians look down with condescension of the people, thinking, I'm better than you, that is not Christian. When Christians have this high-mindedness, saying that I'm so much better than you, therefore you're not worthy of my attention, that is not Christian. If we have lives of smug superiority, again, that is not Christian. We're to love one another, to serve one another, and defer to one another. Not my words, but the words of Jesus and St. Paul echoing the words of Jesus. Whatever you do, he says, to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me. In humility, in love for another, one another as brothers and sisters, we're to recognize our equal human dignity in ourselves and in one another, and act like children of God. But notice how God in creation does different things. There's different species of animals. There's different species of trees and grasses, of flowers. There's all kinds of colors. God does all these things on purpose, but all things work together to glorify him. And so it is with human beings. Not all of us have the same level of mental intelligence. Not all of us have the same level of physical ability to do certain things. We all have different gifts and different talents. And just because one person can do something that somebody else can't, doesn't mean that that other person has something wrong with them. I've said this before too. I can celebrate Mass. I can forgive sins. I can do all kinds of things that a priest can do. I can't build a house, however. I can bless one, but you don't want to live in a house that I would build. I can promise you that. But there are many of you who can do that, okay? Can do that, but you can't bless that house. You see, we all work together. We all work together with all the different gifts that God has given us for the benefit of one another, and that takes humility to do that. But this is exactly what God wants us to do. It's exactly what God wants us to do, to live in that love by using whatever he blesses us with to bless one another. And again, it goes back to humility. Loving one another as brothers and sisters, recognizing that in front of God, every one of us indeed has an equal human dignity in ourselves. But God makes us different in order to make us complementary. We are different to be able to bring a completion to one another, to come together like a puzzle, if you would, as a whole. And in this, acting like children of God. So brothers and sisters, as we honor the Holy Trinity today, may we never allow our human pride, our human repulsion, our human anger to divide us, but in the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to be workers of reconciliation, to be messengers of truth, to be artisans of peace, to be the people that God created us to be in his image and likeness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.